And now, it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, Corey Sandin, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, and Corey Standin.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray with Rock Cod Rick Maxa. We're in the world headquarters of Let's Talk Hookup here, right next to a very busy fisherman's landing in San Diego this morning, unloading lots of big fish. And we have a great, great guest in here. Two of them, Chris Yamada and John Cameron from CalStar Tackle, the makers of the finest rods in the fishing world. You stay tuned. We're going to be having some fun here talking rods and a lot more. You stay tuned. Southern California Sport Fishing Voice is Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app, YouTube, Facebook Live, and 97.3 The Fan.
The best just got better. Shimano is proud to introduce the all-new Talica 20A and 25A reels. The Talica series is Shimano's flagship two-speed lever drag reel. It sits at the very pinnacle of the offshore world. The Shimano's Talica success is driven by its durability and spec attributes, allowing the series to differentiate from other lever drag reels within the market. The Talica is built around a cold forge machined aluminum one-piece frame. The all-new Talica 20A and 25A now boasts Infinity Drive. Infinity Drive employs two drag washers housed in the side of the reel, allowing for an ultra-smooth, powerful drag system while at the same time increasing winding power under a load as much as 40%. There's also a new lower low gear. If your utmost concern is performance without compromise, Talica 20A and 25A are the reels for you. Available now at your local Shimano dealer. Take a closer look at the Ford F-150. You'll see hard work, a great adventure, and so much more. Inside and out, it's designed for the family, the road trip, and the most demanding job. The 2025 Ford F-150, whether it's gas, hybrid, or all-electric, to meet your needs. From California's best-selling truck brand, it's time to see Ford in a new light. Visit your San Diego County Ford dealer today to see the great selection across the full truck lineup. Inside information is everything when it comes to catching fish in Southern California. You need a code group to connect with what's happening on the water. FishDope.com is your code group. Inside information available at your fingertips 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. FishDope.com is the only fish finding service with a spotter plane, along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. They become your code group. You get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Quintin, 365 days a year. FishDope.com has online planning tools, temperature and chlorophyll charts, hot bite icons, and more. Take it from me, if you don't have FishDope.com, you're not part of the in-the-know crowd. Membership is affordable and good for an entire year. Plus, use the special code and save $30 on a new FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup, man. I've been really excited waiting for today. Some of my best friends in the industry, and certainly one of the very best fishing rods that's ever been made. Today is going to be a really cool day.
Yeah. Good morning, Chris. Good morning, John.
Good morning.
Great to have you guys. Go ahead and get friendly with those mics. Pull them right up close to you there.
Thanks so much for having us. Well, it's great to be here.
Thank you guys for coming. And Marley, thank you too for coming. If you're watching YouTube and Facebook Live, you can see Marley, Chris's wife, and a big part of the fishing business too. Yes, indeed. So just right. Learning about that.
Well, fishing
for sure.
Family.
Yeah, very, very good fishing family. So, Chris, CalStar, man. Yeah, wait a minute. You were just a fishing guy pulling on CalStar rods, and now all of a sudden you are CalStar with John and partners with John, and just taking this to the next level. What's going on?
That's right. Yeah, you know, I've always fished CalStar from the start because I cared about always fishing the best. So I've been using CalStar since the mid-80s, as soon as it came out. We had this transition from California Tackle, Sabre Tackle, Saber rods, Fenwicks, and True Lines. And what was the best available at the time? It was CalStar. So I've been a CalStar user since it started. Always use CalStar. I continue to use CalStar. You know, I have a choice. Always replenishing my tackle, and I always choose to go CalStar. I've been with CalStar for a while, and last summer, Pat asked me to buy CalStar. So in January this year, we took on a new challenge, and now we have CalStar working with John.
I thought that was such a cool sounding story that, you know, I know that there have been, and John, I'm sure, can comment the same. Like, I know that there was a lot of prospective people that wanted, when Pat was ready to be done, I know there was a lot of people that wanted to buy that brand, and that was one thing that I know Pat said was like, well, I'm not going to sell it to anybody, certainly not just anybody, and it was specifically was going to be Chris.
You know, that was very interesting. I can't say for sure I know why, but I know that Pat and I had a shared vision for what CalStar was and what CalStar could be, and she knew that I was committed to American product, and of course, the fact that we design, build, and manufacture our own blanks in-house is absolutely critical,
yeah.
Rick. The blank is like 90% of the rod. Besides that, you know, are you just importing some rod from some factory in Asia, filling someone else's rice bowl, right, by the way? Or are you committed to the best rod in-house, and that's what we do. That's how we make it.
I feel fear. I don't want to step all over you, but like it's the thing that I've talked about so much. You know, Fisherman's Lining Tackle, that's our bread and butter. You know, we joke that our business has been made selling CalStar rods and Shimano reels, and we certainly sell everything else, and there's lots of other good things out there, but that's it, you know, and we were so fearful that if someone that didn't have your integrity bought it, that there was just a fear that the CalStar name was going to get purchased by somebody who would then take all the great blanks that John and Leon made over the years and ship them to an overseas rod factory and say, copy these as close as you can, and we'll slap a CalStar name on it and call it a day. And the day that we found out, not only is that not happening, but it's going to the next level, you guys will just never know. We were more excited than anybody else. It just...
Everybody in the industry loves,
I mean,
CalStar and the brand and the rods.
Our industry is built on CalStar.
Yeah, for sure.
I mean, it is.
Yeah. And, John, what's it like for you? I mean, been a part of CalStar since you were a wee child, right?
Well,
go ahead and get real close to that mic.
Oh, geez.
I know. It's how you feel, yeah.
Well, the one thing that comes to mind more than anything that shortly after, because it was kind of a bumpy ride that last 2 or 3 months, you know, is this going to get done? Chris and I had talked for a couple of years, you know, about what if, can we, you know. And shortly afterwards, I remember waking up in the middle of the night and just thinking, and I was like, and it dawned on me, I'll never have to see a Made in China sticker on a CalStar rod.
Yeah.
Which, you know, could very well have happened, you know. And I had that fear.
It's all made in the USA and it's going to stay that way.
Right.
Yeah. You know, in our own factory.
In your factory.
Which is really critical.
Yeah,
that's the thing. I mean, you guys handle every part of it. You know, a CalStar rod ships in as a piece of flat material and then ships out the other side and the best rod in the world. And it's 100% of it is done in-house. The design, the manufacturing, the wrapping. I mean, you guys do everything.
That's right. Yep. We make our own butt caps, winding checks, injection molded on-site. So a lot of fishing rods that you see that they'll buy, CalStar butt caps, CalStar winding checks are on those rods. We don't brand them, but those are injection molded in-house. All the Hypalon is ground in-house.
Really?
Best grips in the world, I mean, often imitated and never duplicated. I mean, everything is done from you guys.
The only thing would be the guides and the reel seat that aren't manufactured in-house, right?
Yeah, we still have to buy those. And we're still looking for USA sources, but right now Fuji is one of the best manufacturers of components. So we're staying with Fuji for the foreseeable future.
Yeah. So how many 300-pounders have you got?
Yeah, we were talking before. I have five now. So
five
far.
Over 300.
So
and the
far,
largest being
Pete, come
so
on.
Far.
So
yeah, that's
far.
A lot of fish.
We're still going.
Yeah. And what was the biggest one?
343.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Wow. What's your boat? What boats do you fish on?
Well, I fish on a variety of boats. Obviously, Royal Star a lot. I think I'm on the Royal Star 53 days this year, but also Shogun, Niloan, Liberty, of course.
Right.
A few others, but those are most of the boats. I spend most of my time on Royal Star because I've been on Royal Star for such a long time. But fair to say, I'll pick a top operation and stay with them. We were recently on Royal Polaris as well. Probably get back on Royal Polaris.
Yeah, for sure.
I'm going to try Intrepid next year.
Jonathan, running Beyond the Helm now, is taking it to new levels, and it's a wonderful operation on the Royal Polaris for sure.
Yeah, absolutely.
And so with all this fishing time and time spent, we call it field research, by the way.
That's right.
And that's
yeah,
what you're doing
now. Yeah, exactly. That's
so
me.
Got to make sure the thrust still works.
Is CalStar going to cut into your, working with John now, is it going to cut into your fishing time?
I sure hope not. John Johnson. Yeah. No, I fish in February. I fish in April, though. I still plan to fish. Oh, I'm out around 70 days a year or so. So someone's got to go on the boat and catch the rod, right? So yeah, that's still my role. But no, I'm working more and more at CalStar. And when Pat asked me to buy the business last summer, I still had another aerospace business I was responsible for, and so there was a very busy time where I was transacting to sell that business and buy CalStar, and was fortunate to close on CalStar in January. And little delay was having to buy a new building. Because when in diligence, it was clear to me that leasing a building and where we needed to go, what we needed to invest in, we couldn't do that in a leased building or a rented building. So took a time out to buy a building for ourselves and make sure we do everything right. But that's probably the smallest investment we made. I think the most important investment we're going to make is in our people. And I was telling you, Rick, when you guys first came up, every single CalStar employee is with us at CalStar. Every single person got a raise.
That's awesome.
And, they are by far the most critical element of the business. So the things we're investing in the business, the natural lights, skylights, every faucet is brand new, every vanity is brand new, toilets are all brand new. Those are all investments in the people and the environment that we want to have.
I love that story. You know, John was the one that told us, you know, he said, you know, Chris came in day one, every single person got a raise, and, you know, the people who were, you know, very responsible for keeping the business run maybe got even a pretty significant one, and it was just everything was they already made the best rod in the world. There's no reason to reinvent that. Let's just make it a lot better and nicer and, you know, more convenient and, you know, everything else for the guys. You already had the best team in the place. Let's let them work better.
Yeah, it's amazing some of the tenure of our employees. So we just had donuts, Mochi Donuts on Tuesday for David. It was his birthday, 24 years at CalStar. But
wow.
But Efren, 24. 35 years, Anna, 26 years. John, how many years are you going to take credit for here? That's a long time.
Well, I was there when the first plank was rolled.
Really?
The first plank was 870.
Hey, and what year was that?
The last blank rolled in that factory that we just left was 870.
That's cool.
870. Wow. And that is that. Why the 870? Is that iconic rod?
Well, back then, back in '84, when we first rolled it, that was the iconic. That was the 700M of fishing rods, right?
Yeah.
And I knew that from back in the day. So when we were closing out everything, I cut 870 patterns and said, these are the last ones we're rolling right here. Get the metals ready. And I wanted it to be like that.
870 is like the most classic fiberglass, 7-foot, 25-pound bait rod.
Yeah.
What
it is. Who doesn't own one of those,
exactly.
Right?
I mean,
it's a
classic.
But of all the rods that you roll today, which top three that you guys put out?
Oh, yeah. What's popular?
Today?
Yeah.
I'd say 90J has to be there.
90J.
And possibly it's going to be 95 now.
Okay.
The 95.
Ooh.
The 90J, I'm going to say 800H.
Okay.
Or XH, they're pretty close to one another.
Mm-hmm.
And 775 something, depending on. You know, they're all selling really good. They all have the same demand, but I'd say maybe XH or
double X.
Yeah.
More 775s than 770s?
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm 700M, 800 XL that Leon wrapped for me, and right. You probably wrapped for me, and the 800H. That's my.
That's your three?
Yeah, how about you?
GF 100 mag is my favorite surface iron rod. Again, potentially soon to be 95. I love that thing so much. We pulled on at the show. We pulled on at CalStar. I haven't fished it yet, but probably my next rod. But for me, it's a GF 100 mag, a GG 278 foot heavy, and then the last one would be a real tooth puller between a 6480 and a 770XH.
Wow.
And it'd be really hard. So I'm just going to not answer you. Yeah. Those are my
Chris,
four favorites.
What about you?
Probably 775H or XH.
Okay. All right.
Those are the ones I use the most on long trips.
Okay. And so the rod we're giving away today, 875XH, how does that differ from the 775?
This is it's a lighter series of rod. There's not as much butt in it, but it's a very versatile rod. Probably one of the best 60 and 80 pound rods. It's a 7.5 foot, and actually it's a light rail rod. You know, it has a little bit longer foregrip, and people that want to kind of fish hybrid and fish those light jigs at night on 100 pound, you could readily do that on 875XH. So it's really one of our most popular. It is one of my favorites. I mean, I do fish the 875. XXH quite a bit.
Also great. Really good for this daytime, like, sinker rig, big bluefin fishing, when the fish are,
perfect.
You know, in excess of 50 pounds, and you're having to, you know, you're still having to fish line that's not, you know, rail, you know, big reel. You could put, like, a tack 20, and just, should you hook one of those daytime 150-pounders, there's more than enough rod there for you. Yeah, I'm with Chris. Very, super versatile.
Yeah. And still, for an older guy like myself, can still not, it won't kill you.
Absolutely.
That's the
not.
Key
yeah.
of it. Yeah.
That's the key of it.
Yep, just rail it, Pete. And you just rail it.
The rail is your friend as well. Right? Yeah. It's my friend too. Yeah, no question about it.
How did that fishing differ, you know, in terms of how you guys make blanks? Because, you know, CalStar has been through generations of, you know, belt and harness fishing. Or not at all, and then developing rods that fish through belts and harness, and then now there's so much, you know, technique used with the rail, and you guys have just always adapted and just always seem to make the best rod for whatever we're doing. How did that whole thing change with, you know, building rods that were adapted to doing that?
You want to talk about 770 development?
Let me see. I can't remember the exact year, but it was in the mid 2005,
okay.
In that area, and I don't know, you know, Robert Ramirez,
Bob Ramirez, yep.
He kept coming in and asking my dad to build a 7 foot,
okay,
railroad, and that was right at the time when it was still a little bit taboo to put a rod on the rail,
right.
Type of thing, and so my dad was no. No. My dad had a, and Robert had took me aside a few times in a couple of shows, you know, asking me, hey, can you convince your dad to do that? And my dad had, unfortunately, he had a heart surgery, and while he was in the hospital, I built the first 770.
You snuck it out. You snuck it underneath him.
And by the time he, you know, he had a little bit of recovery time.
Sure.
And by the time he came back to the shop, they were flying out the door. There was nothing he could do about it.
Wow.
You know, he embraced it.
Yeah, right, that's cool.
Of course, yeah. And that's the thing about Leon is that whenever I would get a rod from Leon, he would always say, how did it perform? What did it do? I want to know the details of what you liked about it, what you didn't like about it, because he wanted input from anglers, and that's why he figured out what was the best way to build it, right?
Yeah, I learned that from him. I seen him do that. Quite a few fishermen would show. I'd see this all the time at the shop. Quite a few fishermen would show up at the shop in the afternoons.
Yeah.
Usually, probably on their way home from work, and they would stop by, and my dad and him would pull on rods. It was quite a few different guys, and he learned everything he needed to know from those guys.
That was one of my favorite stories, is always hearing that Leon wasn't a big saltwater long-range fisherman, but he was the best in the world at hearing what a Rollo, a Frank, a Tim, a Randy, a Brian Kuhar, any of the... Like,
Mark,
he was,
Mark Wish, yeah, a lot of input on that 800 XL.
He was the best in the world at hearing what, you know, people had to say, like, oh, I wish the rod would be a little faster here or a little heavier there, and then knowing how to then, you know, take patterns and make that work. You know, he was the best at, like, taking input and then putting it into a fishing rod.
Yeah, and then he'd tell him, go away and come back next week.
Well, as you can hear, we have a great show lined up for today. And you, I kind of teased it a little bit. We're giving away quite the prize
Man,
here.
Boy, you're
to
not
Chris
kidding.
And John.
Yeah, this is going to be a great show and lots of fun and so much history and so much amazing information, having Chris and John in the studio here this morning. And we would love to have you join us. If you want to be a part of Let's Talk Hookup this morning, the best way is just give us a call. We got Jeff standing by at the fan, 833-288-0973 is how you do it on the phones this morning. Again, 833-288-0973 is our number. Or, as always, send us a text. We've had so many great texts already come through this morning. And, boy, we would love to read your text message questions. If you want to do that, the only way to send a text to the show is through the Let's Talk Hookup app. It's a free download if you don't have it already. And it's the greatest way to listen to Let's Talk Hookup. You can catch it anywhere you're at, anywhere there's a cell phone signal. And you can catch all the archive shows. We had a lot of fun yesterday. If you want to catch, you know, any of the excerpts of yesterday's show, any great hot tips, you know, from the guys from Two Fish Jigs, check out the archives. And, again, it's the only way to send in your text questions today. Make sure that you include your name and your phone number with your text, too, because if you win that big prize, we want to make sure to get it to you. And, Pete, you weren't kidding. What an amazing opportunity for all of our callers and texters today. Chris and John so generously have brought a brand-new CalStar GF875 XXH rod for one lucky caller or texter at the end of the show. And how we'll decide that, we will pull one potential caller winner and one potential texter. We're going to have John flip the prize coin at the end of the show, and that's going to designate who's getting themselves a brand-new CalStar rod. And Chris had a really cool way that you're going to receive that rod. Who the dealer of your choice closest to you is going to get that brand new. You're going to be able to pick it up at
your
shop.
So if you're in L.A., Orange County, if you're in San Diego, come by Fisherman's Landing. But, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. The dealer of your choice, that rod is going to be there with your name on it. And, man, you're going to get the finest rod available in that brand new CalStar. Again, 833-288-0973 is how you reach us on the phone. And when we come back, we're going to be taking your phone calls, reading those texts. Lots of great info coming your way. You stay tuned. You're listening to Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app, Facebook and YouTube Live, and 97.3 The Fan.
Do you know why a million customers visited Summit Gasoline last year at the San Diego Sports Arena? Because they give you the lowest price on fuel, great service, and easy access, even for trucks and trailers at their 24 pumps. Summit is known for the best price on ice, too. Almost half the cost of any other vendor. 25 pounds for just $3.99. Martha and her crew love fishermen, and they'll prove it by giving you 100 pounds free with a 35-gallon fill-up. Summit offers over 40 snacks and drinks to choose from for only 89 cents, and even a line of hand creams and lip balms for 89 cents too. Summit now proudly offers locally made burritos and sandwiches, made fresh daily and ready to go wherever the current takes you. Summit just upgraded their car wash, and for a limited time, get a deluxe car wash for only $6. Grab the wife's car, grab a cheap sandwich, and make up for the day on the water. Summit Gasoline, lowest prices, friendliest staff, easy access, and free ice. What more can you ask for?
Fillet knives shouldn't be disposable. Introducing AFCO fillet knives that are built to last. Designed in collaboration with Boker Germany, AFCO knives feature 4116 German stainless steel, bonded with titanium nitride to ensure optimum corrosion resistance and exceptional edge retention. A non-slip TPR handle maintains a firm grip when processing game fish. Fillet knives from AFCO. Any fish, any water.
A top fleet and superb fishing is what Seaboard Sport Fishing in Mission Bay is all about. With free parking and fully stocked tackle shop, it's no wonder Seaboard Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Apollo, Outer Limits, Elgato Dos, Pride, Tribute Pacifica, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaboard, Sea-Watch, and San Diego offer the finest half and full-day trips available. Seaboard Sport Fishing. For charters or regular open parties, schedule check seaboardlanding.com. Run by fishermen for fishermen in Mission Bay.
Hi, this is Tommy the Fishmonger from Tunaville Market and Grocery and the TV show Fishmonger. I've known Yosef Husseini for over 20 years, and he's the expert when it comes to real estate. He's helped me with estate planning and multiple estate questions that the average guy like myself just doesn't understand. Yosef's not only a fellow angler, but he's an amazing realtor that specializes in helping us in the angling community find their ultimate home. If you own a home, get a free, no-obligation home evaluation now online from Yosef by typing in SoCalHomeEval.com. All you do is put in your address and you'll get that report fast. Yosef is a SoCal real estate guy to go to. He's helped me and many of my customers and family members to find what they are looking for in a home. He understands the real estate market like no other, so take it from Tommy the Fishmonger. Yosef's the real deal when it comes to your real estate needs. Go to SoCalHomeEval.com and I'll see you at Tunaville Market and Grocery.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time here. Chris and John from CalStar Tackle. What a great show this morning. What great timing, too. We were just talking during the break. It's always such a difference when the fish are biting, and there was some excellent fishing that was had. And, you know, we're looking out the world headquarters and seeing the Shogun unload, the Queen unload, and big fish on the slab at Fisherman's Landing. Always makes for a nice
morning. Yeah, John, you were down there checking out the Queen's load, huh? Yes, pretty nice load of fish.
Oh, yeah.
See any CalStar rods on the line?
Very encouraging.
Yeah. Very encouraging. A lot of them, I'm sure, pulled on CalStars.
A lot of those green and black are wrap rods out there.
This one right here. This is come on, Chris, grab that rod and show it to the YouTube and Facebook audience. And look what a beautiful rod.
That's it. There's nothing better.
Yeah.
Well, we're certainly pumped.
It's really, really cool. Well, phones are packed, but first, let's get a fishing report.
Yeah, we got a little bonus to the show. We got Captain Brandon Hayward of Bite Sport Fishing's on the line. Good morning, Brandon.
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you?
Great.
We're doing great.
What are you doing up so early after being up all night?
Jake's actually on the boat today.
Okay.
But I got the weekend off and just doing the kid family thing. Hey, Chris and John, I caught the show this morning. Chris, congratulations on buying it, and John, congratulations on pushing through. My relationship with Leon was incredible and great, great, great memories there, and it was so fun to fish so many of those rods. So good to see things are pushing forward there.
Awesome. Thank you, Brandon.
We love Brandon.
That's cool.
He is the man.
Yeah.
For sure. So are they biting?
Yeah. Good pen. Yeah, I was calling in with a little report. You know, it's sea bass, so it's not every day and every anchor job, but I want to go so far as to say it's probably the best Catalina sea bass fishing we've had in the last number of years, and it's really fun. It gets back to that multiple spots with fish, but you got to have the right conditions for them, and so it's really fun. You can make big jumps, fish different ends of the island based on conditions, and when they're biting, they're biting. We had a full-on ripper the other day in the afternoon, just classic fishing. Next day we had a 54 pounder.
Ooh.
Got a first couple yellows of the year and some halibut. So I know that the tunas get a lot of the attention, and the islands haven't totally woke up, but I think we're going to have a great island season. It's just kind of on par with when I started one-man charters 14 years ago. You get your good fishing starting in May, and you kind of take your lumps until then, you know?
That's awesome. Boy, that's got to be those are the ones where you feel extra good about making it happen. You know, obviously everybody loves wide open fishing and put the anchor down and everybody catches them, but when it's multiple spots and figuring out the conditions and really putting the puzzle together and then doing it and watching all your customers get to watch a big sea bass come over the rail, there's got to be an extra level of pride in days like that.
Yeah, no, it's fun. It's been pretty magical at times. So, you know, I have a special connection to that fish, so I don't want to over-glamorize it, but it's pretty, pretty cool.
That's awesome. I love hearing that. And, you know, what is time going forward look? I know that it's a busy time of year for you guys, but is there still opportunity to get on the boat? Do you have any dates where somebody might be able to slide in or any open party? Or what's the future looking like right now for opportunities to come fishing with you guys and bite?
Yeah, you know, I like when I was on the show last time, I did the math and I realized that not everyone's flush right now with cash. So we've been doing some shorter trips on the Freeman and charging a little bit less so guys can get out and kind of hit that soft spot. This next week we're booked up, but to follow we're pretty open. And we were going to go to the Channel Islands this week, but the fishing's so good down here and weather's in our favor. So we're going to grind it out another week here and then maybe get up to Oxnard to follow. But wow, if someone wants to get out Memorial Day, I know we're open, and kind of call it from Memorial Day forward.
Memorial Day Monday?
And we're keeping – exactly. Yeah, okay. Exactly.
Great.
That's
That'd be a good time
and
to
I'd,
go.
I'd love to get you guys out. I'd love to get you guys out. It's always an open invite, you know.
So I'm looking at the moon calendar right now. Monday, Memorial Day, is the dark of the moon. That's got to be a good time, right?
I like the new moon better than the full moon. I feel like on the full moon, they're kind of distracted with other things. But on the new moon, we get our new schools that push in sometimes, and there'll be more waves of fish for sure here.
Time to go fishing.
That's awesome. And encouraging hearing that there's kind of all grades, the fish that everybody talks about is like classic island size fish, and all the way up to, you know, obviously a that's a world-class lifetime-type trophy, a 54-pounder. But that's got to be encouraging, seeing different size classes of fish, and it just adds to what you're saying, lots of different fish and lots of different options around the island.
It's neat, and some yellows pushed in, and we had that good halibut fishing when we focused on that. So it was really interesting. This, every year is so different. I won't take too much more time, but every year is different. And this year it was this big shift in, like, 2 days. The water went from, like, 59 to 63.
Ooh.
And even when it gets windy, the water's not dipping down. So it's every year is so different. The spots we catch them in are so different. But this year's a unique one. It's really cool to see.
All right. And what CalStar rod are you pulling on Seabass with?
I love all of them, but I love the GGs a lot. And that 278 HGG is my favorite. And I've always had the softest of soft spots for 6480s. I love the glass one, but the GG 6480 when they're like really biting and you're fishing like a big hook and the stuff's under the boat, that's what I go for. 65 or 85 pound braid to 60 or 80 pound fluoro and just kind of rope on them.
Yeah.
That's awesome, Brandon.
Well, Brandon Hayward.
Go ahead. I'm sorry. Very few. I always say we might not have the best fishery in California. It's not as diverse as other places in the world, but our style rules. And fishing a 6480 straight up and down with a 45-pound sea bass on the end of it and those classic head shakes, I mean, that's fishing to me.
Yeah.
Well said, man. That's cool.
Yeah, for sure. Well, Brandon Hayward, Bite Sport Fishing, appreciate that report. Great to hear. Catalina is going off. Bluefin are going off. Man, it's
that's
on.
That's good.
It's time. Very good.
Yep.
Keep getting them and keep giving us the report, Brandon. People loved hearing it.
I appreciate you guys' time and what you do for us. Thank you.
All right.
See you, Brandon. Take care.
BiteSportFishing.com. Get a hold of Brandon. Go fishing.
Yeah, no doubt, man.
Pretty awesome, for sure. All right. You have a great test.
I thought so, for sure. Just to start it off, says, wow, what a great start to the show already. I'm so excited to have the boys on here. I have two questions for Chris and John. One, what is the history behind the CalStar name? And also a big question about rod design. When a new rod is in the works, where is most of your information gathered? Is it sport boat captains, tackle shops, representatives? I'd love to know how a new build starts. That's all from Matt up in Los Angeles.
Oh, that's a great question. Want to talk about the brand and the name?
Let's see. That's kind of interesting because when our first blanks were 5-star for about 2 weeks. Maybe a week longer, and we got a cease and desist letter from Spirit Lake saying we already have that.
Okay.
So my dad threw all the labels away, and within 2 days, we had CalStar labels.
I love that.
It was that easy.
I never knew that. That's great.
You know, as a matter of fact, when we were moving, I found I had put away a bundle of blanks about like this, just odd numbers, whatever was sitting there. They still had that 5-star label, and I'd put them in a box and put them upstairs. And I had looked for them a couple times over the years when I had thought about them, you know. And I couldn't find them, but during the move, I found them. The labels are, there's a couple that still have the label on them.
Oh.
The other labels are kind of disintegrated. But I grabbed those up. I don't, you know.
We'll have to put a picture of that up on social media one of these days. That'd be really cool. That's some cool history.
Yeah. That is, let's see. That was a product, that name was a product of, and I don't know if anybody knows Kobo, but Kobo was nice enough, he was a friend of my dad's from Gardena, was nice enough to allow us to move into half of his machine shop.
Okay.
And they shared an office, dad and him, and they put their heads together and came up with CalStar within few hours.
I love that.
That's cool.
Like that,
and in terms of the new rod design, when you guys are talking about putting something new, where does that come from? Is it you guys fishing? Is
you
it
guys.
Boats? Is it, you know, what a where does the most of that, how does that start? It
comes from you guys.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Well, the 95 came from you guys. Yeah, that visit, right?
When you say you guys,
this is Rick and Brandon and Doug came to CalStar to, I think they came to finger my belly button, but they came there and we talked about, you know, what do you guys need? What do you guys want? What do you guys want to see from CalStar? And we talked about the 95 and then, within a few days we prototyped it. It's a new pattern, by the way. It's not just a cut plank. It's a new pattern. John did a great job on the pattern.
Yeah,
it came out great. We're prototyping some other blanks that came from different suggestions from the market. So it might be a dealer, might be a fisherman, people that we trust and know, crew members that I know and trust. John knows people. One of our pro staff, Dave Rodomo, has ideas, and we'll integrate all those ideas and develop new blanks. And I think on this new series right now, we've prototyped like six, seven of those blanks already, and we showed a few to Fisherman's Landing yesterday, and we'll show more to Rick today. But we'll take iterations on the glass pattern, the graphite, the length of graphite, the width of the graphite, and glass. And then we fine-tune on the graphite until we get it right. So, and we have the ability, because we are making our own blanks, we have the ability to prototype and iterate. We can run two or three prototypes a day and then redo it and try again.
That's what's so cool about it being in-house, is if you want it to be tweaked a little bit, you just go right back to the next room and you redo it. It's not putting ideas down on paper and then sending it, you know, across the world and waiting for a factory's interpretation of what you think you want on paper and then waiting for that to be shipped back. That's not how it works. You guys go back and make it, and I'd like it to be a little softer here. Other than you just go back and make the one that's a little softer. And all of it is done in house.
Exactly right. That's right.
Well, let's jump into the phones. They are packed. And,
yeah, they are.
When one, we'll let you know when one opens up. That's 833-288-0973.
Good luck. It's a busy one today. We got Roy in San Diego up first on Let's Talk Hookup. Roy, thanks for getting us started here on the phones.
Hey, good morning, guys. First off, your app's working great. I'm driving through Kansas right now. Sounds great. Quick question for the CalStar guys. I love to do spotted bay bass fishing. Do you guys have stuff for like the really inshore stuff, or if not, what can you recommend for something like that?
It depends on what you're doing, but 700 XL.
Yeah.
700 L maybe. Depends on what pound test you're fishing, but something like that.
I'm usually like in that 12-pound range, throwing plastics and whatever else like that works.
Oh, yeah. I would say 700 XL. Or 800 XL.
And I have a question that I don't know, but John, what's the difference between, like, I'm a 8-foot rod guy, and what's the difference between an 800 XL and a GX8?
Oh, they're built on a total different platform.
Okay.
The mandrel is different. The mandrel for the
And those are both in that kind of.
Right.
10 to 20-pound
world? Yeah, actually, the GX8 is a little bit lighter.
Okay.
A little bit lighter, but a lot slower.
Okay.
It's not a fast paper blank.
Yeah, and that's a great question about 8-foot, because if you're on a sport boat or a larger boat, typically you want a longer rod. And I'm thinking if Roy's fishing spotted bay bass, he's on a small boat or in a tube or from shore, and perhaps a 7-footer might be better. But yeah, an 800 XL... would be an awesome rod for that as well.
And is there a GX7, or is that only in the...
GX7.
There is,
well,
okay.
Yeah, GX7, GX8. They're both much softer. They're slower tapered rods.
Got it.
Yeah.
800 XL, my favorite rod. Like I mentioned, Leon built me this rod with cork handles and the trigger and AFCO roller guides, the whole thing. I still have that rod. I've caught everything from calico bass to 60-pound tuna on that rod, believe it or not.
Wow.
I mean, it can handle it. But it's built like originally he built it for fishing sea bass at Catalina. That's that's what he told me he wanted.
Mark Wish rod.
The Mark Wish rod. Yeah, exactly. But that rod can handle it. I mean, it's pretty amazing. You pull on. I mean, it's not the best choice for a 50-pound tuna, but it does it. It does the job, no doubt about it.
A lot of capability.
Yeah. Thanks a lot for the call this morning. Great text here from Paul in Placentia, and he says, good morning, guys. Great show, as always. My question, can we buy a blank from CalStar so we can make our own? Also, what colored blanks are available?
Yeah, so let's talk about that. First of all, you can buy blanks from CalStar, but you cannot buy them directly from CalStar. We are not open to the public. And
You don't sell online. You don't anything.
No, we are 100% committed to our dealers,
right. Our
dealer network. And the point about the rod we're going to give away, the 875XX, we don't want to ship that directly to you. Our request is that we're going to ship it to a dealer your choice. And the reason for that is because I'd like you to visit your local dealer and spend money with your local dealer. Get to know them, talk to them, get to know who's there, because they're all these guys are tackle professionals. And I was telling Rick before, I grew up there when I was going to undergraduate school. I've been custom wrapping rods forever, including my own and Marlene's. Those are the only custom rods I do now. But from 79 to 83, I was at Arts Tackle, funding my undergraduate education in engineering. And I was a custom rod wrapper into sales part-time. And so when I sit in the dealer's shoes, I mean, I know what it's like to be on the dealer side. And I'm committed to you guys because you guys are tackle professionals, and CalStars are not sold at big box stores. And, you know, it's a discriminating purchase. People that buy CalStar know what they're doing. They're proud to hold American-made product in their home when they come on the boat and they're fishing at the rail. They care about quality. They care about performance. And so the dealers make sure they understand that.
Yeah, for sure.
That's the thing. Yeah, CalStar is not at every dealer. It's at, you know,
it's at the best.
It's the premium spots. And I don't say that because of us, but, I mean, I know where those rods are. And, like, It's not every shop. It's the ones that carry that level that CalStar is.
And what's amazing, too, is, John, you deliver most of those.
Oh, I used to deliver every week. One of our pro staff delivers for us, Dave Erdoma. Actually, he's the inspiration for that rod right there, the 800 and the 875XX.
Another legendary figure.
Yeah, that's right.
Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. We're going to check in with the catch report, find out what's biting up and down the beach, and a lot more of your phones and texts. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app, Facebook and YouTube Live, and 97.3 The Fan.
45 years. That's how long we've been right here on Mission Bay, helping friends and family like you discover the joy of sailing, kayaking, and everything life on the water has to offer. I'm Logan from Bassline Kayaks, and if you ask Ron and Debbie Lane whether 45 years feels like a long time, they'll tell you time flies when you're having fun. You see, the Lanes have followed their passion for a life on the water, and they've made a living inviting others along for the ride. Over the years, the shop has grown and changed, and so have the employees and products inside. From selling catamarans in the 1970s as newlyweds, living in a VW bus in the store parking lot, to being the destination Hobie fishing kayak store they are today, working with their two sons and daughter. You might be looking for a new way to enjoy time on the water with your family, or maybe you're looking for a new way to stay active, enjoy nature, explore, and catch a spotted bay bass. Whatever your goals, come visit us in Dana Landing on Mission Bay, and we'll get you geared up and ready to enjoy life on the water.
One Rod has set the standard for serious saltwater anglers worldwide, and that's CalStar. From the rugged dependability of the West Coast series, the lightweight strength of the Graphiter, or the performance of the GG series, all CalStar rods are handmade right here in Southern California of the finest materials and craftsmanship. Check out the new CalStar models now available, as well as upgrades to the classic rods that you know and love. If you want your tackle to be state-of-the-art tools to get the job done right, it's CalStar at fine tackle dealers.
This is Captain Tim Ekstrom from the long-range vessel Royal Star. With my partners Randy Toussaint and Brian Sims, we have set the bar for the long-range fishing experience. Spring 8-day, summer 5-day, or fly-down, fly-back 11-day winter trip, we deliver the highest quality long-range voyage you will find. From our premium RSW fish storage to our top-of-the-line chefs and crew, Royal Star distinguishes itself from all others. Want to grab a spot on the Royal Star? Check us out at Royal Star Sport Fishing fishing.com or call Tracy at 619-224-4764.
Everyone has their go-to fishing spot. My spot is Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. Rock Cod Rick here to say if you're looking for the ultimate Alaska experience and the best value in Alaska, it's Kingfisher Charters. Owner Seth Bone and his crew consistently deliver deluxe accommodations, the finest food, world-class fish processing, and top-of-the-line fishing experience. We've literally sent hundreds of our listeners to Kingfisher, and they all can't wait to go back. Most Alaska resorts make big promises, and they don't deliver, or they'll nickel and dime you to drive up the cost, but not Kingfisher. Everything is included. Your license, fish processing, super deluxe accommodations, amazing food, airport transfers, your gear. Literally all you need to bring is your layer clothing, and Kingfisher covers the rest. They also have the finest boats and charter captains in Sitka, all for the ultimate value. Take it from me. Book your trip to Kingfisher Charters and you'll thank me. Kingfisher Charters, 800-727-6136, or check kingfishercharters.com.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Cook Up. Having a great time here this morning. As promised, time to find out what's biting out there. It is time for the catch report today, sponsored by Gamakatsu. If you like to fish for tuna and you're not using Gamakatsu hooks, you are missing bites. The Nautilus Circle Hook comes in sizes as small as a number 4 and up to a 6-0. And with big fish in mind, the Nautilus HD is the perfect hook. Not an oversized wire, but extremely strong for your big fish. Both come in ringed or non-ringed versions. See local dealer or check gamakatsu.com for more information. We're going to start off up at Dana War Sport Fishing. We got the man, Captain Brian Woolley's on the line. What's up, Woolley?
Hey, good morning, guys. Good stuff in there this morning.
For sure.
Absolutely. Man, half-day bass fishing, we're just seeing these improvements every week, which is, you know, exactly what we need to see. Our water temp this week, 63 to 65 degrees, so good. Consistent water, yeah, clean in some good areas as well. So the fly line live baits, I'd say, probably been fishing the best for our guys. We have a nice mix of ancho with a little bit of sardine in it, but we're still urging our anglers to go with the lighter line approach. Definitely the 12 to the 15 pound line has been getting bit the best. I think that bait's able to swim off the reel better, and you can make that cast a little bit easier with those lighter lines, with those smaller baits. So plenty of bass action on the artificials too. Small fluke baits, small swim baits, and we're seeing some better bass on the hard jerk baits. So those finally came into play. I know I talked about that last week. Those guys making those long bomber casts and kind of working that hard bait back through the chum has been working out well for the guys. And then the anglers wanted to drop down with the sinker on those half day trips. Just the classic sheephead whitefish, a little bit of rockfish on that stuff. A couple halibut in the mix as well for our half day guys. Three quarter day continued to be just solid rockfish action. Days with the bigger loads, we've had to kind of fish on the anchor down that box canning area for the reds and the grouper and whatnot. And then the days with the lighter passenger loads, we've been out on the 14, and that's just continued to impress. We're fishing like 100 to 120 fathoms, so it's a little bit on the deeper side. But guys fishing the double dropper loops with the 16-ounce sinkers, catching fine on the bait. But, man, again, just solid Floridas, Picachos and chilies for the guys fishing the jigs. And just, it seems like the guys fishing those 250 to 350 gram jigs are catching just fine and a little bit better quality, I'll tell you, on the jig than the guys fishing the bait. Not by much, but just some real nice standout fish on the jigs. And then the Fury over there at Clemente, just classic spring action for them. Yesterday they had bonito, bass, barracuda, couple yellowtail, three halibut in the mix, so just classic action, and of course some rockfish as well, kind of rounded out their counts as well. So just like I said, the last couple weeks, incremental increases in just, you know, conditions, water temp and whatnot across the board has just kind of been classically consistent, and the fish have been reacting. So good stuff, bodes well for this week. Maybe a little bit of wind a day or two towards the end of the week, but phenomenal weather coming. So if you want to hop on a trip, make a reservation to join us. Our number here, 949-496-5794. Of course, you can link us there through Let's Talk Cookup and book online at danawarf.com.
Awesome, Willie. Well, we'll certainly take that. Nice stretch of weather in front of us. Good to hear there's some biting fish at home. And, boy, we'll keep after it. We really appreciate a great report, as always, and look forward to talking to you next week.
All right, guys. Have a great week. Thanks. See ya.
Thanks, Willie, very much for that.
Well, while we're waiting for the surf guru, Gundy Gunner, so let's jump into the phones. They're packed up. They want to talk CalStar.
You got it, buddy. How about we jump in and talk to John? John's calling us from Long Beach this morning. Hi, John. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning, guys. This is my most best show ever, CalStar Rods. I wrap my own rods, but Mark Higashi wraps my rods from Performance Tackle when I need to have something really nice. But I broke a 278, and Mark sent it in, and you guys gave me another blank for $38. That was nice of you. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. You're welcome. It's very rare that we see a rod come back broken.
Yeah.
Besides a car door.
but to talk about the guarantee that brings that up. I mean, CalStar's rods are guaranteed, right?
We have a lifetime warranty, and what we really see mostly are the we mostly see the longer rods come back because they were on a pickup truck lift gate or door slammed on them and they break, or people are bouncing fish.
Yeah.
But no, we do take care. We do support warranties. We support it through our dealers, and we're trying to be much more consistent and fair in the application of our warranty. But it's a lifetime warranty.
We joke about it all the time when you're selling a rod and that question comes up. You can't break a CalStar rod. Period. I mean, not appropriately done. Meaning like the way that you would pull on a fish, it cannot be done. And We do the same thing all the time. But it's often somebody looking for a big fish rod, a rail rod. I want to keep, I'm looking for a rod for my 100-pound tuna, and the question of warranty comes up. We'll find the lightest rod we can on the rack, a 196.7, and tell a guy, pull on this thing as hard as you physically can. I mean, everything put away. This is a 15-pound rod. Try to break it. Pull as hard as you can. Okay. Don't worry about anything. You break it, we'll give you the rail rod. It can't. You cannot pull correctly on a fish and break a CalStar rod. I'm just certain of it. I've been at the shop long enough. You can certainly break one in the rolling up in a window. You can ceiling fan one. Like, I've done plenty of dumb stuff in my life. But in terms of like pulling in it in the same direction that you would be pulling on a fish, I will say it. These guys may not be able to, but I can say you cannot break a CalStar.
Yeah.
It just doesn't happen.
Yeah, for sure. Well, you have a great text, too.
I thought so. I like this one. It says, hey, guys, what a great show already. So curious if I'm looking to purchase a new rod, and I'm hoping you could help me simplify the models and numbers on the rods and what they represent. As a second question, I'm also looking for a good casting rod for yellowtail and tuna, wondering if Chris could give me his recommendation on his favorite casting rod and also a reel to pair with it.
Wow, that's a good question. First of all, let me tell everyone that our website sucks, and we are fixing our website. It's way overdue. Marlene's working on that. We're scheduled to do this by the end of May, but I'm not sure we're going to get there. And it'll help you a lot more understand the model numbers. Of course, CalStar has a variety of model numbers. Generally, the first number corresponds to the length, and the model's read corresponds to the length and the power or taper of each rod, 600 series, 6 foot, 700 series, 7 foot, 800 series, 850, 900, et cetera, all correspond to length. And then there's XL, XLHs, Ls. In the glass series, we go back to our original numbers. 196 is our 12, 15-pound rod. 270 is a great 20-pound rod. We just talked about the 870 and 25, maybe 30-pound rod. Then 670, starting at 30 pounds, and you go all the way to XH in a 670. Hard to those are all 6 footers and or 7 footers, and then we differentiate the length by a dash number. So 196-8 with 270-8. Those are 8 footers. But the important point is, besides us getting our website fixed, is for you to visit a dealer and pull on a lot of rods, because it's an informed purchase, and you really want to go to a dealer that stocks product and be able to pull on a rod and listen to their experience. When you talk to a dealer, those guys are all fishing professionals. They lived fish, and so they understand the product.
I think the other thing, too, is you guys make so many options. Say somebody wants they're trying to fill a void and they're looking for a new rod to fish 40-pound line. CalStar probably makes 40 rods that fish 40-pound test. Maybe like a 6.5 or a 7 or a 7.5 or an 8-foot rod. And then within there, you make fiberglass rods or the GG rods that are graphite and glass or graphiters, and they all perform differently. And one isn't necessarily better than the other. They're all just different. And, you know, the rod that is comfortable for Marlene to pull on is likely going to be different from the rod that's comfortable for John to pull on. And Chris fishes different than both of them, and he wants something in between those two. And that's what I love about selling and using CalStar rods is you guys make the niche for all of those. And just like when Chris was at Arts, you know, you take a gentleman and you or a lady and you grab 10 of those 40-pound rods, and you may not need to know a rod expert or know what the right model is, but you do know what's comfortable in your hand. Hey, this one, when I'm pulling on it, I can feel a little strain in my back, but then when I pull on this one, it feels great. And they're both, you know, a good guy behind the counter is going to know that these are both right, quote-unquote, for 40-pound, and then you know what feels comfortable to you, and you just start going down the list until you find the perfect CalStar.
So wait a minute. I'm a bit confused. We're giving away today this beautiful rod, $875.
I was worried you were going to say that.
Okay. So, it's a 7.5-foot rod, which would play into the 75, right?
Right.
Why the 8?
It's made off the 800 double X platform.
Okay. All right. So it's a version of that.
Yeah, it's
But that kind of twists things.
It's like the 875H and XH.
Okay.
Are 800 H's and XH's, right? We cut back on the tip and cut from the butt. That's a product of these guys.
Yeah. Gotcha. Yeah.
So,
okay.
So
the blank
our nomenclature
changed
a little. Yeah, there's a little bit of.
We're running out of numbers.
I can talk to that as it was when it was before the closure of Guadalupe was what we did with that, and that's what that's where it turned. But we'll tell that story. It was a lot of fun.
Yeah, but it's originally it was an 8-foot rod cut down to a
8-foot plank that we loved. Then we would custom cut down to 7.5 feet. Said you guys got to make this.
Okay,
and then they did.
I get it.
Hey, when we come back, we got more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way, including continuing on with the Catch Report. We're going to talk to our surf guru Gundy Gunderson. More Let's Talk Hookup coming your way on the Let's Talk Hookup app, Facebook, and YouTube Live, and 97.3 The Fan.
Haida Safaris, formerly Queen Charlotte Safaris, invites you to experience the magic of Haida Gwaii Islands, British Columbia, Canada. Hi, I'm Valerie Hopebridge. 25 years ago, I fell in love with these incredible islands, the breathtaking scenery, the warm community, and the truly phenomenal fishing. That passion inspired me to open my own fishing lodge, just steps from the Sandspit Harbor at Haida Gwaii Safaris. You will be fishing in pristine, pressured waters for Chinook, King Salmon, Halibut, Lingcod, and much more. Plus, be surrounded by untouched beauty. We pride ourselves on creating an unforgettable adventure that turns first-time guests into lifetime friends. You will come for the fishing, and you will come back for the memories. We are booking now. Call us at 1-877-815-2892 or visit our website, qcsafaris.com. Find us on Facebook and Instagram. Haida Gwaii Safaris, where adventure and friendship meet.
Enter into spring with powerful deals on new Yamaha outboards during Yamaha's Ride the Wave sales event. Now through May 21st, 2025, purchase a new eligible Yamaha 450 to 30 horsepower outboard and get up to 7 years of warranty protection. Looking for a lower horsepower? Yamaha's got you covered. Purchase a new Yamaha 25 to 2.5 horsepower outboard and receive up to $500 in dealer credit. That's up to 7 years of warranty protection or up to $500 in dealer credit. Visit your local Yamaha dealer today. Yamaha, reliability starts here. Offer ends May 21st, 2025. Subject to change. Other restrictions and conditions apply. Select models excluded. 24-month Yamaha extended service added to 36 or 60-month factory limited warranty. Choice offered to Florida residents is a 24-month Yamaha limited warranty for select motors. See authorized participating Yamaha outboard dealers for details. Cannot be used with any other Yamaha offer.
I believe there is no doubt that the finest sport fishing in the world starts right here in San Diego. This is Captain Frank Lopresti. Our fleet of long-range boats and crew are unmatched, and the Royal Polaris and Shogun are right at the top of the list. Captain Jonathan Yamati and his crew aboard the Royal Polaris are considered to be the finest long-range vessel in the world. From summer bluefin, yellowtail, and wahoo to giant yellowfin tuna, our record is unmatched. The Shogun, under the direction of Captain Rene Montegudo, has become one of the most popular long-range boats in the fleet. This big, wide, solid riding vessel has gained a reputation for catching fish and treating their customers to an epic vacation on the water. I am so proud of Jonathan, Rene, and the crews on both the Royal Polaris and Shogun, as they have helped me keep the reputation of the premier vessels in the long-range fleet. Come see for yourself. Book a trip on the Royal Polaris or Shogun today. Check RoyalPolarisSportFishing.com. or ShogunSportFishing.com or call Monica or Jen in the office at 619-226-8030.